Right now, I'm anxious to hear about George's big weekend, because when last we saw you, you were making a quick getaway from our tent at training camp with the Cowboys in Oxnard to head north.
Yes, and it was quite a treat. I was really looking forward to this past weekend because our friend Pat Green invited me to his, what he calls the Texas National for the Pat Green Foundation, which is now the Green Family Foundation. And he holds it every other year at Pebble Beach. And I played in it once before. It was like 8 years ago. It's an amazing tournament. The Green Foundation through the years has helped so many people as they help lift up a lot of other nonprofits around the Metroplex. And I'll tell you who they helped out this year, the benefactor of this year's tournament. And Pat just puts it on first class. And it's, I just feel like I'm out of my element. Some of the people there, they're big Pat Green fans, but they're also very successful business people. And they've got the means to go play Pebble Beach. And to this tournament is not, you know, just a $50 entry fee. They pay a lot of money. But what they get out of it is knowing that they're helping this foundation that does so many great things. And they're there to play golf at, I think, it's the best place I've ever been to play the goofy game of golf. Pebble Beach, the Monterey Peninsula, is just, it's heaven on earth. It really is. And I know we have a number of places that are probably just as pretty in this country, and there's more places to see around the world, but it's my favorite place that I've ever been to play golf or just sit down and look out at the Pacific. It's just absolutely gorgeous. And the other thing they get is two nights of music that's just off the charts awesome, especially if you like Texas music. And so Friday night after the round, there's a welcome party on Thursday, which I didn't attend, but I was able to get there on Friday in time to join my group of Kellis Green, who's Pat's son. Pat can't play right now because he just had shoulder surgery. A guy by the name of Mike Wallace, who couldn't have been a nicer dude. He's a good friend of Pat's. He's a pilot, and he and Pat have been friends for a long time. Really good player. And me. And then a guy who I've talked about a lot over the last 20 years or so, my songwriting hero, Randy Rogers. That was the foursome that played on Friday and Saturday. And Pat was kind of our team captain because his son was playing in the tournament, and he was around with us as he was hosting the tournament. And, you know, I hear from people from time to time that say, man, I went and saw your guy, Pat Green. And they usually say, you know, his anthems are part of my life and all this. But I also get the, man, he's kind of goofy. And, Pat is one of the goofiest guys that I have ever known. But he's also one of the most generous guys that I've ever known and has the biggest heart that I've ever known. And poor Pat, man, he has had his heart broken the last couple of years, losing his brother and a sister-in-law and two nephews in the floods last summer. His guitar tech, Gus Blackburn, who was lost in a drunk driving accident where a drunk driver hit him just on May 31st, not too long ago, to the point where, you know, I've had some conversations with Pat trying to lift him up, and it's been really difficult on him and his family, obviously. But he keeps going, and he has shoulder surgery, but he keeps going, and he keeps doing shows, and he hosts this tournament to help some other people. And Friday night show with this guy, Walt Wilkins, singing. This is Walt here. Turn it up a little bit, Tip Sheet. Let's lie real still. Tell me you love me. You always will. Walt Wilkins is the songwriting hero for our friend Bobby Duncan, and he actually officiated Bobby's wedding to Taylor. That's where I first met him. He's unbelievable and put on this show on Friday night along with Ray Wiley Hubbard and Django Walker And Brady Black of the Randy Rogers Band sat in with him, and it was just incredible, the music. And it's only here from the state of Texas where you get stuff like this, where you can hear Walt Wilkins and then you hear Ray Wiley Hubbard telling stories like Nelly, just a big character, and telling stories and doing songs. And then the golf itself, we played Friday and Saturday. Saturday was Pebble Beach. And is it expensive to play there? Yes, but it is a public course. And I look at it this way. If you're paying $700 to play, which is a lot of money, there's courses around here that charge you $200. I'd much rather play Pebble Beach one time, and I'm not going to name a course, but pay $180 to play somewhere around here. It's the best, I think, experience for a golfer. Just the history of it, the U.S. Opens, the U.S. Amateurs, what Tiger did there, what Jack did there, what Tom Watson did there. So much history around the course for years. The Celebrity Challenge with Bing Crosby, then the AT&T. And you've watched golf on this golf course, at least we have, all our lives. And you walk those fairways there on the Pacific, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. It's incredible. And playing with Randy and Kellis and Mike, we all just... It's like I mentioned it on Twitter. It's what I if there is a heaven and you can play golf, I think this is what it's like. It's got to be. The weather's perfect. It's 68 degrees, and you look out and you see boats in a little harbor, and it's like, okay, is this? Am I a part of some simulation right now? What is going on? It's just absolutely perfect out here. But yeah, the golf was secondary almost to just the experience of being there. And my team finished tied for 13th.
How'd you hit it?
Okay. My highlight was 37 on the front at Pebble on Saturday.
Okay.
Which is really good for me.
Yeah, that's good.
I had three double bogeys on the back nine, and then when I first got there on Friday, I had a three-putt and a five-putt to start my day. And the caddy said, I don't want to rub it in, but you've now had eight putts and two holes.
But you didn't get to warm up.
No, I was right out of the car and in. So, yeah, it looked like it for the first few holes. But I played better on the back. And I don't know. I just had a lot of really meaningful conversations through the weekend. There was a lot of P1s who were out there who came up and said some really nice things. Told me to tell you guys hi, and they listen every day. And
sweet.
And they were a part of this fundraiser that raised over $500,000 with the auction on Saturday that had all sorts of incredible things, like have Pat Green play your backyard, all sorts of trips that were up for bid. And this year, the benefactor was the Do It for Durrett Foundation that Pat became very close to, because that was a way with that big fundraiser he had last year. Remember at Globe Life after the floods, Pat felt like he wanted to do something. And they raised $1.3 million that night. And through the Do It for Durrett Foundation, they were able to get it to families around Texas who all of a sudden lost a daughter or lost a father or brother like Pat did. And this was game-changing for the Do It for Durrett Foundation, named for Richard Durrett. It's been 12 years now since Richard's been gone. I worked for ESPN Dallas and ESPN Radio, ESPN.com, just the sweetest guy. And he left behind a wife, two young children, and one on the way. And that's how this foundation, with some help from the Rangers, started. And now for 12 years, they've been helping families. And thanks to the Pat Green Foundation, they kicked over $500,000. Emily Jones was out there to accept it. And it was just awesome. And then Saturday, after playing at Pebble Beach, the music that night was Pat and his band with Randy Rogers and Brady Black, and they did a song swap, and I was the MC of the night. Didn't have too many responsibilities, but part of it was almost a moderator between Pat and Randy, and we talked about songs like this and how they wrote them, why they wrote them, their musical careers, their experiences, what it's like to be a real-life Texas troubadour. And all these guys, I'm just so touched through the years of how they give back and how Pat gives back. And he's done so many things for us here at the Ticket and for Jub Jam, and so has Randy. And I got to tell you, I told my wife driving up, I said, you know, I think the next couple of days, it's going to be one of those memories that we have, you know, late in our life, and say, you remember when we went to Pebble Beach?
Yes.
And,
yes.
And we had those 2 days together, and we got to listen to music from Walt Wilkins and Ray Wiley Hubbard and Django Walker and Pat Green and Randy Rogers and Brady Black, and we just had the best time. And just a real side note, this was a really cool moment. And again, this is just Pat. He said, well, you're the MC tonight, but when you played Thought It Was You at Jub Jam this year backstage, I thought it was the best rendition I ever heard of that song. Would you play it for the crowd tonight? I said, man, I don't know. It's you and Randy, two of the greatest singer-songwriters
in Texas
history.
It's pretty intimidating to have to play in that.
Very intimidating. But then I said, I'm starting to accept this now. And I'm sure some people are going, yeah, George's never going to turn down a microphone. That may be true. But in this case, I really was ready to stand down. But I thought, how many chances am I going to have in my life to do something like this?
Say yes to an opportunity like
and
that.
And I got up there, and Pat introduced me, and he said nice things about the Ticket and how we've won 5 Marconis, and no one else has ever done that. And here's Brady Black to my right, the greatest fiddle player ever. And he said, I got you, boo. Don't worry about it. And we played, and so many people came up and talked to me afterwards about it. It's a song about my dad. And, man, it was just, it's like I died and went to heaven this weekend. It was such a great experience. So thank you to Pat and Corey for inviting me to be a very small part of it. And I got to play golf and drink beer and listen to a lot of great music and stories and raise money for an awesome cause on the greatest place on earth, the Monterey Peninsula.
Man, that is an awesome weekend. That sounds like that's a once in a lifetime experience. It does sound like the greatest weekend of your life. And you mentioned how you said to your wife, this is going to be one of those weekends that we always refer to and think about. I've been thinking a lot about that lately. That song, These Are the Good Old Days, which has made a resurgence lately. I said that same thing to my wife recently. I said, you know, we're going to look back on this. This is, I think, after our daughter had thrown a tantrum. I said, we're going to look back on this when she was 5 and, you know, we were younger, you know, 20 years from now. These are the good old days. We are living the good old days right now.
That's right.
So you got to embrace it.
It's like the great Gordo said, we're surrounded by life.
Mm-hmm.
It's our job to, you know, enjoy it every day.
Yes.
And yes. Not every day is going to be like this past weekend, you know, but man,
savor those highlights.
When those times happen, it's just, it makes your heart full.
Savor those highlights and also savor the mundane.
Absolutely.
Because the mundane will also be something that you look back on and appreciate.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so happy that you had a great weekend like that.
Thank you.
It is 8:33 on the Ticket. By the way, how many charity golf tournaments are hosted at Pebble Beach? Is he the only one?
That's a good one. I don't know the answer to that. I bet there's...
Can't be many.
They host a lot of big events, but yeah, just charity ones, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Good for Pat to be able to pull that off.
That's incredible.